You can be surprised. It's happened so many times. No one wanted anything to do with Hephaestus until he got back at Hera. I can respect the hustle. He got himself a pretty good deal out of it. And he got some revenge.
I mean, don't let Hera hear you say that.
She will simply think I'm drunk and don't know what I'm saying. Though I did overhear something scandalous through the grapevine. It's about Hera.
Did she finally snap?
No, quite the opposite. I think she's finally come to terms with giving up on Zeus.
Is it true?
I guess years of wasting so much passion and loyalty on the wrong man has finally tired out the poor thing. She had enough. All she wants is peace, and she says the only way she'll be able to find it is if she divorces the great Zeus.
Wow. She stood by for so long while he cheated on her over and over and over again. You know what? Good for her. Good for her to finally step away from all that.
You stew on that thought while I make a toast. Things are changing for the better, and it's a good time to celebrate. Now I know these last few years have been more than stressful, but we've made it through with flying colors. A toast to our continued good health, and hopefully more good times. Cheers!
Hey, wine man, come here.
Is your glass empty?
No, nothing like that. Look over there.
Who are you looking at?
The cute one, talking with one of the guards.
I know them. They're incredibly sweet.
And they are very much attracted to you.
Oh, how do you know that?
Eros did me a solid.
Well then, I'll just have to get to know them better.
Looks like they're running away. Mortals get so jittery when it comes to gods. Maybe two gods are too much? I'll leave you to it. Good luck and good hunting.
Hey there, little one. I was looking for you. Ah, yes. I was just with the great Apollo. I think he got distracted by a new guest. Never mind that, I wanted to see you. You're new to one of my parties. The first Dionysus is always the most memorable. So tell me, what brings you here tonight? That is usually why people like to come, to enjoy themselves and let their worries go. Honestly, for the last few years, I think my parties was the only way anyone blew off some steam. Everyone here is celebrating different things. What would you like to celebrate? That sounds wonderful. You've always wanted to meet me? Me? I've brought you and your loved ones so much happiness. Well, I'm honored. Thank you for saying that. It's nice to have someone say so. You worship at my altar? I wonder what that spike in energy was. Maybe we can meet at my chambers, and I can show you how you can worship me in a more intimate matter, so to speak. So, I'll see you there, little one. You came. I was afraid I was a little too forward with you, but I'm glad I didn't scare you off. It's becoming rare I find someone who actually worships me for the good I do. And it's even more rare for someone to acknowledge the good I do. So thank you for bringing me genuine happiness. It means a lot. Now, I do have something to tell you. Just for you to hear, okay? I know you're attracted to me. And to tell you something else, I'm attracted to you too. I'm not joking, nor I am playing some kind of nasty trick. Though I guess you can tell that already. I'm not known to be cruel to others. My life has been dedicated to happiness and giving love. I wish to give you some of that happiness and love. Will you let me? You don't think you're measuring up to a god? Don't think something like that, you beautiful creature. All you have to think about is how good it feels. Such soft lips. Oh, and such a lovely blush. You yearn for such praise, don't you? I can work with that. Your body feels so delicate and soft in my arms. I hope I feel just as good. Feel my hands running up your body, cradling this beautiful face. You wish to make me happy? Well, the best way is to let me give you pleasure. Such a beauty deserves to be on my bed, bawling the sheets in their grip. It's time for worship. I am no brute. There will be no ripping of clothing, only gently unwrapping the beauty in my bed. The feeling of my hands gliding across your skin, kisses all over your body. At least at first. A beauty for the ages. Give me your hand. If you wish to see more of me, just gently tug this away. I'm hard as steel for you. I'm already dripping some pre-cum. Bring your lips forward and lick it up for me. Oh, how I like the way you worship. Your tongue is so passionate and wet. Ah, a talented mouth like this might make me come too soon. You'd like to see that, wouldn't you? And let my little one leave unsatisfied. Not in my bed. Continue to lovingly lick my cock. Make sure it gets soaking wet. I want to be able to slide it inside you with ease. I see you're leaking pre-cum too. It would be cruel of me to reach down and tease the tip, don't you think? Oh, very nice. Huh? I have talented hands, eh? Years of learning how to pleasure your partner can do that. It's getting harder to hold back. Press your face into the pillow and get ready for a god's cock. Look at that adorable-looking hole, begging to be stretched by my cock. Such a sweet, innocent-looking thing. Maybe you wouldn't object if I tease it a little beforehand. There you go. So sensitive, huh? I can only imagine the sounds you'll make when I push my cock inside of you. I know I'm teasing you, but you make it too sweet to hold back. You're dripping on the bed. So cute. Oh, that was the moan I was looking for. That helpless little moan. Nice and slow to begin with. With how I'm stretching you, I imagine it feels intense. You're shaking. All will be it. You feel every inch, every throbbing vein of mine. Yes. Good. That's good. It can almost feel too much. If you think about my size, it will be even more intense. But wait until you see my stamina. You won't have rest, little one. Not for a while. You sound perfect, little one. So sweet. Maybe you can handle more. Just hold on to the bed. That's it. This is how I want you to worship me from now on. Using your tight ass to massage my cock to come. A cute mortal fleshlight. You like that? You like that? I can see you drooling. If I start stroking your cock. There we go. There we go. So much more pleasure. Yes. 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 A god's cock and hand working you over the edge. I can feel you tightening. Is that the sign of you wanting to come? Anything you want. Then give it to me. Your god demands it. Come. I feel that squeezer on my cock. It almost robbed me of my cum. A few more thrusts, and I'll fill this sweet ass of yours. But be warned, my cum has a tendency to make my partner cum again. So don't be surprised, little one. I'm close. Are you ready? Are you ready? Look at you come again. I tried to warn you, little one. Your body may be sensitive to pleasure for a while now. Which makes the next few rounds all much more fun. You can start by giving me a kiss from those perfect lips of yours. How was it? Your first time with a god. You flatter me. If you have anything to attend to, best cancel those plans. We're going to be here for quite some time. Ah, how lovely you are. Shall we return to worshipping your god?